We're talking baseball. Klazuski, Campanella, talking baseball.
7:40 at AM 930 WEOL. It's Wahoo Week, where we indeed do talk baseball. And we play highlights, too, sometimes. Here we go.
Here's the 0-1. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball deep left field. Does it have enough? That ball is gone. Home run, Perez. He doesn't know it yet, but the umpire down the left field line, Tony Randazzo, says so. And now the home run trot. And the Indians are in front 3-0.
Here you have a little Jim Rosenhaus, part of the tag team call of Indians baseball, and he's joined our Tim Alcorn in Goodyear, Arizona.
Indeed he has. Great to have Rosie sitting at the table as we continue on with our Wahoo Week coverage. Now, this isn't the first time that, or I should say the last time, this isn't the last time that Rosie and I will be together today. Of course, we've got Indians baseball this afternoon right here on AM 930 WEOL when Rosie and I will team up. But first, we get together in the morning.
You know what's funny, Tim? You hear that in the highlight and the fireworks going off, the roar of the crowd. We're doing the game today, and you'll call a home run, and you'll hear a golf clap. We go from the intensity of the World Series to, relaxing spring training.
Yeah, that's true.
That's just funny hearing that.
Does the whole postseason, does all that, sometimes seems surreal? I mean, do you wake up some mornings going, did that really happen?
In some ways, and there's other times, it feels like it was just yesterday. Yeah. That we were going to the park every day, and the games were at 8, but you'd be up at 6 because you couldn't wait for the game to start, and you were just so fired up for a month. And it was the best month ever. It really was. It was so much fun. It does. I think part of that is, you know, going into the postseason with all the injuries, you weren't sure how it would turn out, and it just kept getting better every day, and they darn near won the whole thing.
So where do you go from here?
Well, they did great things in the offseason. You know, sometimes you'll see a team that makes a good run in the postseason, and maybe they do it with a lot of veteran players who are near the end of their careers, or for whatever reason they can't bring a lot of that team back, but 21 of the 25 players who are on the World Series roster could be on the opening day roster here. They're in camp.
Right.
And then you add Edwin Encarnacion and a good reliever in Boone Logan, and they brought in some other guys on minor league deals. You never know what could happen there. But they haven't sat still is, I guess, the big key. And at least you've been around here a couple of days. There's not that feeling of satisfaction.
Not at all.
They enjoyed last year tremendously, but there's not a feeling of satisfaction that they accomplished something really good. They feel that they still have to accomplish more, and they're pretty diligent about how they're going about it here early in spring.
Rosie, usually when you come into a spring training, there's a few questions. You know, who's going to fill out the rotation? Who's going to fill out the bullpen or this position battle? This team doesn't really have a lot of question marks. As you said, 95% of the roster is almost set per se. So what's the goal here in Arizona? What questions even may be answered?
You know, I think the goal is to make sure that your pitchers are ready, and they're trying to do some different things with the pitchers who threw a lot in the postseason. Corey Kluber, Josh Tomlin, Cody Allen, Andrew Miller, Brian Shaw. They're not easing them in, but they're doing some different things. Kluber is only throwing in sim games and maybe a B game or something like that before he ever takes the mound in a spring training ballpark. He's doing everything on the backfields just to make sure that he's not overdoing it early. Now, he went kicking and screaming into this when they told him, because he has his routine and he wanted to keep it, which is a great sign. That means there's no hangover from the additional innings in the postseason. But they're going to hold him back to make sure that he's ready to go for the full season. They don't want his best innings coming down here in Arizona. So same with Tomlin, same with Allen, same with Shaw. So everybody's healthy, feeling good, and that's the key. They're trying to make sure that anybody who has some tweaks, obviously, will keep an eye on Michael Brantley throughout the spring. Jason Kipnis has a little shoulder issue, so they're backing him off. There's still a month to the regular season.
Right.
They're setting him down for a couple of days. Things like that is what you'll keep an eye on, more so than the position battles, because there just aren't any.
Yep. Craig Bruce, back in the studios. Anything for Rosie as we continue along as part of our Wahoo Week coverage?
Well, you know, Jim, I learned yesterday that you and Bob McGilligott, who calls the Blue Jackets have been longtime friends. Tell us a little bit about that relationship and how you got to know Bob.
Bobby Mack, I met him, it must have been mid-90s. We were both in the Carolina League, and I started in Kinston, and he worked in Kinston. I think there was one radio guy between us, but so he didn't follow me in Kinston, but he started in Kinston, and then he actually worked in Wilmington as well for a season, and I had been in Wilmington, Delaware, and then he moved to Syracuse, where he did the hockey team and the baseball team, and we were both in the International League for many years. So there were a lot of post-game talking about baseball and having some fun, and it's great to see what he's doing with the Blue Jackets. And you're getting to find out now by the goal calls how funny he is.
Oh.
I always hope that – and he's a very good baseball announcer, but I had heard him do hockey in Syracuse, and I thought, man, he really needs to be in the NHL because as good as he was in baseball, all those signature flapjacks on a Ferris wheel and whatever he said yesterday about toast.
I like it so much. Put it on toast and eat it.
Yeah. He needed to be in the major leagues of a sport, and for the NHL to be able to do that, it's awesome. And he really is one of the funniest people I know, and he does a great job.
Go ahead.
Well, no, we put something together in honor of this whole friendship that you guys had here. I thought maybe you'd like to hear.
Now the 2-2 delivery. Swung on, and there's a high fly ball. This one hit to deep right field. Bautista back. Home run, Coco Crisp.
And we're going to party till we're purple.
Coco Crisp comes up big again.
Oh, fried chicken and dip.
His other home run in the postseason in the clincher of the division series against Boston.
Well, ain't that the cat's pajamas?
A potential clincher here today, and he goes deep to make it 3-0 try.
There you go. So, maybe Tim could step aside this afternoon, and we can call up Bob and see what he's doing.
You need to send that to Bob if you can. If you have his email, shoot that to him.
That was cool.
He is a regular original. He really is. He's a funny guy.
That was a neat little blend there. That was pretty cool. So today, you and I together on AM 930 WEOL, talking Indians baseball and calling the Indians and the A's. Now, you've told me we're going on the road.
Yes.
The game is not at Goodyear Ballpark, that there's special amenities when you go to the spring training home of the Athletics.
Yeah, guys, you may want to have this game on 7-second delay back there this afternoon because where the Athletics train now and play their games is the old place for the Cubs. As of, I think, 4 years ago, they were still there. So they moved out, got a brand-new facility, the Cubs did, and the A's took over the old Cubs place, redid it, renovations, all that good stuff. But at least I haven't been there since the A's have been in there, but when it was the Cubs, media dining, where you can get a snack before the game, usually you go in and there's pop, water, some sandwiches, you give them $5, away you go. And at this place, it was always free, and they put beer out in pitchers for the media.
So I knew there was a reason you wanted me to do this game.
If Tim dives into the suds pregame, we could have a problem.
Man, oh, man. It's just sitting there in the pitchers.
It was. Now, I don't know if it still is. Maybe the Athletics moved in and said, no.
You're going to love doing 9 innings today, Rosie. It's all on you on WEOL this afternoon.
Oh, boy.
I have to tell you real quick, and I'm not telling a tale out of school here because it was in a book. So on the plane ride out here, I read Al Michaels' book.
Okay.
I don't know if you've read Al Michaels.
I have read it, yes.
Okay. Do you remember the story he tells about when he was in the booth with Cosell? And Cosell liked to toss him back during the course of the ball game. And so after a Monday night football game, they leave the booth, and Al Michaels goes out to the little loge area. He's going to have a quick nightcap, and he asks the girl behind the bar for a vodka tonic or whatever, and she goes, "Sorry, Mr. Cosell went through the whole bottle of Smirnoff."
Whoops. That'll take the edge off. Well, hey, one more with Bobby Mack in Syracuse, between the ballpark and the hotel, there was this restaurant that we like to go to after the game, and I can't remember the name of it, but on the sign out front it said hot, obviously wings are big up there,
right?
Hot wings, warm beer, lousy food. We're driving by, we're like, we got to go in there, that looks good.
No, that was our place.
Hot wings, warm beer, lousy food. What was that?
No, where's the waitress at with my drink?
That's him.
That's great. All right, my friend. We'll talk again this afternoon.
Hey, great to see you, Tim. Thanks for coming out.
No problem. Rosie joining us here as part of our Wahoo Week coverage. And again this afternoon, 2:59 right here on WEOL. Rosie and I will be calling the A's and the Tribe. And again, more to come. It's Wahoo Week on AM 930 WEOL.